The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan here. This is Alan Ellis with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, second hour. Appreciate you joining us. I know we have some callers on hold, and Robin ain't here this morning. She's getting some well-needed rest after doing gamma duty all week, so we're glad to let her chill out. Uh-oh, I just heard the door open. I may have spoken too soon. She sounds like she might be alive. I don't think it was the dog that got the door open. I will. Yep, it's Robin. Good morning, baby. Mm-hmm. You want to what? Okay, we're on the air. Thank you. Okay. Don't take it. Take that and hand me that. Huh? Okay.
Just keep talking.
I'm trying to keep talking, but you keep handing me stuff. I'll survive. I know, but I would have known. So we've got to get to a couple callers that have held on through the news.
Yeah.
So while you're setting up, I didn't hook your headphones up.
I can tell all of
that. Okay, well, I'm glad you're aware. Hold on.
No, just keep talking. You do your job, okay?
Do my job. It's a little difficult. Oh, my goodness. I did not make it easy for you to join. Let's see. Oh, my gosh, the lines are full. Here we go. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. What's going on?
The topic at hand is conservation.
Conservation. All right.
I mentioned John Muir. He helped establish the national parks.
Yes, he did.
Conservation. Conserve the land.
Yep.
And he had an accident, an industrial accident. During the recuperation to Georgia, and then a later time to Maine.
Right.
The inspiration for the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
When he walked west, he had his epiphany. The Grand Tetons, Yellowstone Park.
Right.
All the great land, he talked about the canyons, the plateaus,
sure.
The rock formations, the streams, the valleys, were his cathedral.
Yep.
Epiphany. And along with Theodore Roosevelt, helped establish the national parks.
Right.
But also about conservation, I say conserve the land, but also I don't get out in the rural areas as much as I used to, but even little strips of woods or area in Baltimore City.
Right.
That I hate it when I see people, they food wrappers and.
Yeah, litter's a big problem, no question.
Oh, it's just terrible. And
yep.
Sometimes take a walk down a trail, whatever it is, whether you're out on the water, whether you're hunting, whether you're fishing, whether you're taking a walk. Leave the land the way it was. Simple things. Pick up your trash, your garbage. Why don't you do a little backpack and carry it out with you? Do whatever you had to do. But it really gets me ticked off when people just, you know, it's a beautiful day. You're walking down a trail. You see some great trees, species of birds, animals. You spot a deer, whatever it is. And when you're walking and you see trash or garbage, take it with you. Don't leave it there. Carry a trash bag with whatever you have to do. That's my pet peeve.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Always good to hear that little reminder. So, 410 WCBM 680. And any callers there, Vern?
We have open lines right now.
Open lines. Got it. Okay. Huh? No, that was last hour going into the break. We had a couple callers have to hold on. Bruce was one of them. So, anyway, Robin has joined us, kind of.
Well, until the break, because I don't want to blow everybody out.
Well, I didn't know that you were coming. I thought you were sleeping in. You didn't warn me.
I did tell you maybe at halftime, and you could have just been ready in case. How often do I leave you flounder alone?
I don't flounder, babe. We're going to have a conversation after the show. Hey, the other day, I didn't tell you, I went to I tried to go to a meeting of the Kleptomaniac Society. Uh-huh. Yeah, I walked in, but all the chairs were taken. So. All right. Joe's been talking. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Call in and get in the fishing tackle package contest. Rockfish lures, striped bass lures coming up the end of August for the free giveaway from our buddy Tackle Box, Tim Sherman. Did I tell you Tim has retired?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah. You were listening. I thought you were sleeping, catching up on your rest.
I tried.
I got it.
I felt guilty.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, let's talk to Chris in Hellthorpe. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I got a real kick out of your... loose nut behind the trigger.
Yeah.
This buddy of mine, he was having trouble with his crossbow. He said he'd shoot at a deer and he'd miss. And well, he'd shoot all different kind of bolts.
Yeah.
And I had looked at it, talking with him, and I said, well, yeah, I think it's a loose nut behind the trigger.
Yep.
And he started looking at it, and then it finally sunk in.
Yep. It takes a minute sometimes.
Yeah, it takes a minute sometimes.
It takes a minute, yep.
I was also, July 4th weekend, I was down at my cabin in West Virginia, and real, real good population of does and fawns down there.
Oh, that's good.
Of fawns. I could not believe how many fawns we saw.
Well, that means daddy's somewhere.
Yes, he is.
Now, you'll see bachelor bucks more and more. Groups of bucks get together this, you know, starting now, right up until around the 1st of September. And then as the 1st of September comes, the antler velvet starts to dry out and get scraped off, rubbed off, and the testosterone level starts to rise. And that's what actually causes the antlers to harden, is the rise in the testosterone level. The food sources will change. The bucks will start... You know, they'll start losing their velvet, rubbing their velvet off, and then they become less social with each other. You know, that's when the territorial stuff starts.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a big difference between a deer rubbing the velvet off of his antlers and establishing his territory by rubbing trees and making scrapes and things like that. So, you know, the rivalry starts as the testosterone level starts to rise in anticipation of the breeding season, then the rivalry starts. So, you know, and it's a long process. I mean, people don't realize that it's a relatively short process from May to September when those antlers achieve their full, you know, the biggest antlered animals in the world shed their antlers. Moose, caribou, elk, deer, mule deer, they all shed their antlers, and they all grow them back in a matter of 5-6 months at the most, 4 or 5 months at the most, you know. Pretty amazing. So,
hey, one other thing. One magazine I get, they were talking about this movie called Dead River Rough Cut.
Okay.
Two guys that go into the backwoods of Maine and live for four seasons.
Wow.
So I just ordered it. I got it. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Okay.
So I'll give you a call next week and let you know about it.
Yeah, give me a movie review. That'd be great.
It's from the 1970s.
What's it called again?
It's called Dead River Rough Cut.
Dead as in D-E-A-D, river?
Yes.
Rough Cuts.
Yep.
Okay. Robin will check it out.
Here's one other thing. I don't know if you ever saw this movie. It's called Alone in the Wilderness.
Yes.
You saw that?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's a fantastic movie. That guy's incredible.
It is indeed. Alone in the Wilderness. You're right. You are correct. So,
well, you guys have a nice weekend.
All right, buddy. You do the same. Thank you.
I'll pick up with you next week and give you a movie review.
Yeah, movie review. Can't wait. Thank you so much. See you, man. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dead River Rough Cuts. Nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
Mm-hmm. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Now, if you're going to go crabbing, they have everything you need for crabbing. They have the nets and the rings, the metal and the cloth rings. They have the trot lines if you need them. They have the hand lines. They also have those open-top crab traps. They have the low-profile crab traps. They have everything you need as far as seasoning is concerned. They have a good supply of pots, you know, for steaming crabs and the bait. They got tons of chicken necks and tons of salted eel and free advice. Advice is always free. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9, and check out the line of crabbing supply. That phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Hey, are you looking for a new backyard grill? Why not check out Backyard Billy's? I mean, their name says backyard. So they've got pellet grills by Traeger. They've got Big Green Egg. They've got Kamado Joe. Those are grill smokers, kind of the ceramic egg-shaped deals. And the name of the fire company there is called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And does Hearth America know fire? I'll tell you. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Or a gas fireplace insert like Robin and I have. Gas wall fireplaces. They can add that special look to any room. And gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your backyard or your deck. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Fire rings in all sizes, freestanding, and the rings that you use to contain the logs. They've got them all. And I tell you what, they've got some themed fire pits that are pretty cool. Got fish on them, ducks on them.
Pot.
Robin always mentions pot. I guess that impressed you.
That was cool.
And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. What'd you say, girl, the 70s? Rock on. Step into the showroom, Route 50, Freebear, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. It's coming. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back with more callers after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
On a mountain, we're back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There you go. You do your thing and I'll do mine. That's what you were doing this morning. Welcome.
That's what I was doing.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. We got a lot of callers on the lines. Just got to get back to find out who's next. Let's see. Ted in Catonsville, then Richard in Tennessee, and then Melanie in Dundalk. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Wanted to thank you and Sherman for the wonderful fishing lures that you sent me.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad
awesome.
You got them.
They came. They're beautiful.
Yep. He does a great job, doesn't he?
One of them is they look like they're about the size of the fish I used to catch.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Just,
when the lure,
they are really very nice, and they're going to work wonderful for largemouth bass. It's just that I'd forgotten how large they could be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they'll do the trick for you. That's for sure. So
anyway, I want to thank you and say good morning to Robin.
Good morning. Thank you very much, and I'm really glad you won them.
Yep. Thanks
thank
for
the
call. Use them in good health.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You do
you too.
Same. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye
bye. Hey, Richard. How are things in Tennessee?
Hey, they're great, Alan. Good hearing, good talking to you, and hi, Robin.
Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Good. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
No.
It's been a while.
Actually, our internet's hit or miss now for some reason. I wasn't even sure I'd be able to get on this morning, but I can still make a phone call even if I can't hear the show.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
And things are good down here.
Yeah.
Went fishing for the first time last week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a nice river not too far from our house. I'd say it's similar to the Potomac out in western, you know, up in Orleans and all that.
Sure, sure.
It's similar type water. Caught a few smallmouths and picked the brain of a couple of the locals, and I think I'll have a better trip next time. This is more of a exploratory type trip, you know.
Sure.
Learn as you go type deal, but
yep.
Still put a few smallmouths, you know, on the end of the rod. And
well, that's good.
Had a good float.
Yeah.
Like
cool.
Kind of cut our trip short, so we had to get off the water and find an alternate way back to the truck. But
oh boy,
that's just part of the adventure, I guess.
Yep.
But plus we have some not poults anymore, but we have some young turkey now this year. We didn't have those, but we didn't see any last year. Now we have 14 little ones and 3 hens that we see pretty much every day.
That's good.
Oh, that's neat.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're about, I'd say they're about half size now.
Sure.
When do you start being able to tell which ones are male or versus the hens?
That's about a year after they hatch. The jakes will start getting that little stubby beard on the chest.
Okay, so we won't see nothing.
You probably won't see anything till Yeah, till late winter or early spring, you know.
So. Well, that's pretty much all I got. How's things up in Maryland? How was the striper season up there this year?
Well, the last, it's closed until tomorrow because of the heat, and that was, you know, they closed it for 2 weeks last year, but they closed it late. This year we had all that heat early, and I can't tell you this. I guess the guys are catching fish that can find fish, but the fish are above Rock Hall right now. All the striped bass are above Rock Hall. The dolphins came into the bay and drove a lot of those fish up way up north, and so that's where the fleet has been concentrating. Even guys from Solomons are running up north. So
what, do dolphins feed on them?
Oh yeah, they chase them. Sure, they eat them.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't know that they would. I didn't know heat would. How do they close the season? Kind of the heat. How does that affect the fish?
Well, there's a heat index warning system. Yellow, green is a good fish a day. Yellow's caution. Red is, you know, the fish aren't going to survive the air temperature and the water temperature.
Oh, okay.
If you stress them out. So they base it on the air and water temperature.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
I got a question.
What's the question?
Supposed to be the hottest day is coming. Are they going to close it again?
No.
Or are they just going to let it go?
No, they'll leave it open. Hmm. So hopefully the hottest days are behind us, but who knows? You know, last year they did close it 2 weeks in August, and they missed the window because the weather cooled off. So this year they closed it earlier, the last 2 weeks of July, and I think they did okay. But the whole deal is to cut down on the amount of dead discards. You know, the fish that are hooked and released, but because of their exposure to the hot air and the hot surface temperatures, you know, they'll die anyway because of stress and heat.
Okay, I never even realized that short period of time would affect them.
Mm-hmm, sure does, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay,
they're oxygen stressed anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when you bring them up to the surface and they're fighting on the surface, you know, that's stressful enough. You pull them out of the water, you unhook them, you know, you take your picture and all that, and you know, if it's an undersized fish, but
right,
you know, and you're only allowed to keep one, so, and it has to be over 19 inches, so you got to get it out, you got to measure it, you got, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it does tend to lead to a lot of dead discards.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay,
all right, well, good talking to you. Nice talking to you again, Robin, and
you too.
Take care, and I'll keep in touch.
Perfect. Thank you.
Got it.
You guys have a great day.
You do the same. All right. Let's see. Melanie in Dundalk. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi. Good morning. Just wanted to talk to you about a few weeks ago, we received a survey in the mail. I think it was from an organization in Maryland about fishing. It asked some questions. It didn't have our name on, just our address and everything. And I was just curious if any of your other listeners had received something similar to that.
Haven't heard anything of you.
Do you have it in front of you?
No, I already sent it in, and I'm sorry I didn't save the envelope to see exactly who sent it. The first few questions just asked, like, the ages of the people in the household. Did we do saltwater fishing or freshwater fishing? And, of course, my husband and I, we don't do that any. He did it when he was younger, but not any longer.
Right.
And so I answered that no. But then to those first 10 questions, if you answered no on that, then you just sent it back. You didn't finish the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had, like, for people who did fishing, it had another group of questions for about four or five different people in the household, you know, to answer. But like I said, we haven't done that in ages, so.
I'm going to suspect that was one of two sources. That was either Southwick Associates, who are hired by various departments around the country to do surveys, or the Department of Natural Resources itself, following up on old license sales.
They didn't have their name on it.
It had your name on the
outside. No, it had his address, not name.
It didn't have our name.
Your address. I see.
Yeah, it had just our address. Now, he did go fishing and get licensed, like, when we were first married.
Right.
We weren't at this address at that time. So that was just curiosity, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So. Well, there is a program now that it's being instituted across DNR in both Wildlife and Heritage Services and Fishing and Boating, and it's called R3, and it stands for retention and what's the third one? Getting back into it if you've been out of it for a while. So they might be reaching out to people who have had licenses in the past and trying to get them to come back into the fold and go enjoy, you know, the fishing that we have here in Maryland, buy a license and do it, because it's all based on, I'm glad you called, it's all based on the American system of conservation funding. And the way it works is anglers, by buying certain types of boat fuel and fishing tackle, the manufacturers pay an excise tax to the government through the IRS on fishing tackle. That 11% excise tax is collected by the IRS and then redistributed to the states based on numbers of factors, including fishing license. And that's the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. Okay. On the other side of the coin, in wildlife, there's the Wildlife Restoration Fund that is assessed on manufacturers of firearms, ammunition, archery tackle, and they pay the 11% excise tax to the IRS. Of course, those costs are passed on to the consumer, so the end user winds up paying the tax anyway. So that money is collected by the IRS and then redistributed through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to the states to help fund wildlife conservation programs. So a lot of tax money, self-imposed tax money by the manufacturers, comes back to the states in the form of grants so that wildlife programs and fisheries programs can be funded. I hope I explained that well.
Right, that's good. I wish I would have saved the envelope to tell you exactly who it was from, but
that would have been great, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. And then I just had one other story. I know when I was a kid, my father used to gather up all the kids in the neighborhood. We
right.
used to go fishing before seatbelts and take us all, and we would catch some kind of little something that we always had to throw back because they
sure.
weren't big enough. But I don't even remember now where we went, but like I said, you didn't need a license or anything, and it was just a bunch of fun memories with that. That's all.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great.
All right. So. We love your program. Neither my husband and I do fish or hunt, but we have relatives that fish and hunt and stuff like that, and we just enjoy the program.
Well, thank you so
great.
Much.
Great.
All right.
Thank
have a good
so.
Day. Thank you.
All right. You too, Millie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. You getting ready for bow season? Well, they're at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They carry Matthews, including the new V3. They carry Bowtech, Diamond, and Hoyt. And crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. And they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be mounted professionally. The arrows will be cut and fletched correctly as well. And, you know, if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Let's say your pins are on, you're consistently shooting, you know, 2 inches to the right, can't get it fixed. Well, maybe you're doing something, as you release the arrow. Maybe you're gripping the bow, or maybe you're canning the bow, or maybe you're doing something that you can't observe, but they can watch you and they can fix that. They can fix that. They can fix your stance. They can fix your anchor point. They can offer some suggestions. I actually had a kisser button installed for the first time on my Bowtech compound, and it made a world of difference as far as accuracy is concerned. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me, as I mentioned, and the bow technician, Corey. Great guy, fun to talk to. He's top-notch, too. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com. Visit the Facebook page, the phone number 410-789-7777. Easy to remember, 789-7777. Macro knows bows. And we'll be right back after these
pleasant weather today. Rain, even rumbles of thunder as we head through the second half of our weekend. Mix of clouds and sunshine for us today. A little cooler than we were yesterday. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were up around the 90-degree mark. This afternoon, highs low to mid-80s. Clouds in tonight, showers overnight, upper 60s. Scattered showers and storms expected tomorrow, with high Sunday afternoon right around at just over 80 degrees. Sunny and warmer early next week, mid-80s, Monday, Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right. So, hey, cool. Captain Don had a good day yesterday, I believe, off the coast of Rhode Island.
I know. Did you see my comments to him? No, did you see my comments to him?
Oh, I didn't see your comments. So, all right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Last few minutes of the show remaining here, about 15 minutes, and we'll be more than glad to take your phone call on any topic you'd like to call about, but especially get in the fish and tackle giveaway provided by our buddy Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And you heard Ted call earlier. He won He won last week and got his lures already. Hand-painted lures. And this coming, I guess, contest is going to be for rockfish, striped bass lures. So that's going to be cool. So you want to get in on that, try to win some fishing tackle. So Robin, are we going to try to fish while we're down in the Outer Banks?
I'd like to. I don't even mind just going down on the pier and sitting and fishing.
Yep. We'll see how that works out.
Maybe I used to go that with my grandmother.
Yeah?
We just go sit down on the pier and fish all night.
Yeah, all night?
Yep, until they close. Really? I don't think they ever closed. I think people fished all night because they shark fished and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember one day we walked by and this guy pulled up 5 hammerheads.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Big ones?
The heads are about that big.
So they were 4 or 5 foot sharks?
At least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right off the pier.
That's cool.
Because we walked by and he had dispatched them.
He had dispatched them?
That's what question I had. What? But yes, I do want to fish, and I'd like to go to the pier one day.
Okay.
And take the kids walking down there if I have my little thingy.
Yeah, I got it.
For a non-hunter, okay?
Yeah.
I always think when you go hunting, you eat the meat.
Yeah.
But you told that guy if it's infected, you don't eat it. What do you do with the carcass? I just wonder. I never thought about it.
Well, unfortunately, if you're not going to, I mean, if you kill the animal,
mm-hmm.
by rights, you should tag it. You should, you know.
No, I think you should be tagged no matter what.
I mean, depending on what you want to do with it, if it's a trophy buck, a large buck or something like that, and you want to, you know, take it and have it mounted, you can certainly do that.
Right.
Okay, and you can ask the taxidermist, you know, when you get done skinning what you need done, caping the deer out, you know, I need to take it and dispose it somewhere. Okay, so the other thing a lot of guys do if they see a sick animal is they'll take it, they will shoot it, and they'll leave it lay.
Now, will it affect another animal if they eat it?
If another animal eats it? Mm-hmm. You mean if a coyote eats an infected deer? No.
Okay. I mean, it. I think that's fine because you're giving back to the other animals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not going to waste.
Right, because once the animal dies, then the virus or the bacteria becomes inactive.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. I was just curious. I'm not a hunter, and
right.
Right. I was just curious.
You will be amazed how small these things are. These little no-see-ums. There's a picture in the next Hunting Quarterly of a dime, okay, with one of these no-see-ums laying next to the dime. And it's a close-up of the dime. So take out a dime and look at the words around the edge of the dime, and this little critter will fit on one of those letters. That's
right.
How small they are.
I got it.
Very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones you swat out of your face when you're camping or whatever, those little gnats, those little no-see-ums. But they bite just like a mosquito does. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, we've got Captain Don in Massachusetts calling, and then Rudy from Kent Island. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Morning,
here
guy.
For a treat, I'm here with Captain Pug. We're going to get some breakfast after a hard day of fishing yesterday.
I got it.
Cool.
Well, let's talk to him.
Hey, he's right here with me. Hey.
All right. How you doing, Tug?
He was with us down there in Oxford when we came down for the tournament.
Got it. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning.
How
hey,
you doing,
how
buddy?
How you doing?
We're out here catching all these big 40-inch bluefish.
40-inch bluefish?
Oh, colorful.
That is a big bluefish, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were bottom fishing, and we saw the birds. And, of course, they all make fun of me because every time we see birds on the water, birds, birds, birds. So we start heading for the birds. We threw out some top lures, and bang, every time we came through a little group of them, boom, we were catching fish. But Kenny outfished me yesterday.
He did. How'd that happen?
Of course, because it's normal.
Well, when the water heats happen, I'm less than a rope. I'm less than a rope on the boat when he's around. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so hopefully we're giving a shout-out to the guys that we know who are crabbing this morning in Kenny's spot.
In Kenny's spot. Magazine. Yep. All right. Well, hopefully they're listening.
But, yeah, well, I hope we can both enter the contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got you. We got you covered.
Well, maybe this week we can chat about that other thing. I'll try to hook you up with some.
Oh, see what? See, yeah, that would be nice. We'd like to do that.
Pasadena Group.
Yep, it's in February sometime, I think. Pasadena Sport Fishing Group.
Yep, moving over to Kurtz's. The big expo is going to be at Kurtz's Beach.
Yeah, we were just there Saturday. Robin didn't make it, but the BBS crew was there, and nice facility, no question about it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Yep. Yep.
So.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Have a good weekend.
You and Kenny both. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay. There he goes. There he goes, Kenny. Let's talk to let's take a break, and then we'll talk to Rudy. Sorry, Rudy, about that. We just, we got to do what we got to do here, unfortunately. And I know Clyde Sports Shop is in the mix. That's for sure. They are. So 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're gearing up for hunting season, of course, and they've got some crossbows, and they've got some Thompson Center muzzleloaders in there for the muzzleloader shooters, all the varieties, all the styles, and plenty of muzzleloader accessories, plenty of bullets, plenty of powder, plenty of that type of thing. And, of course, Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. So I was looking at some scopes yesterday. I've got a 308 that needs a scope put on it. Maybe this year, maybe next year. I have plenty of rifles to take care of any firearms needs that I have. So we'll, and I'm getting more and more to like hunting with the muzzleloader. I hunt with the CVE muzzleloader quite a bit more than I used to. So I really like it. It's, it's one shot. It's challenging. You got to be careful. You got to pick your shot. But I've been pretty successful with it, and I like it. So anyway, Clyde Sports Shop is on the list, my list to visit again for any type of. Oh, I did pick up some tackle for the trip to the beach. I picked up some top and bottom rigs and things like that. So we have a little tackle we can use.
Awesome.
Some weights and some hooks and stuff like that. So
awesome.
Yep. And they have all the fishing tackle you could need and all the crabbing supply stuff too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Clyde Sports Shop. Just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Okay, summer is winding down. The unofficial end of summer is going to be Labor Day. That's in about a little over a month. And, it's it's still lots of time in the fall to have great times in your backyard with family and friends. So why not head to Backyard Billy's and check out that selection of outdoor furniture, poly furniture in all different colors and styles, hardwood stuff too, patio, stuff for your patio, picnic tables, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island, but once you get into the showroom, man, in the yard, you'll see swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds, and then when you head over to the big showroom, the outside is covered up with all the picnic stuff. And you go inside, you get the check out the barbecue grills by the pellet grills by Traeger, the Kamado Joe smoker grills and Big Green Eggs, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas too. Great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit backyardbillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
No, we're not going to do that to Rudy. Morning, Rudy. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, man?
Good morning, Robin. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Just calling to say hi. And actually, to relate to you, some silly stuff you were talking before about using that expression, a loose nut behind the trigger.
Yes.
It reminded me of some silly stories that I've heard. Debbie and I do a lot of traveling, fortunately.
Right.
And we did two trips down the Grand Canyon, camping for like 14 days with a guide, obviously.
Sure.
But the silly anecdotes I love to hear from people because they deal with all kinds of people. And I didn't hear this directly. But on one of the previous trips, the first night at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, a woman walks up to one of the guides with her hair dryer, wanting to know where she could plug it in.
Oh, great.
And they basically told her, oh, there's an outlet by a rock up there. And they let her look for like 5 minutes before they actually told her that the thing did not exist.
Of course.
But one thing we did hear, which is really funny, we were in the Boundary Waters up in Minnesota, at this really nice lodge. I won't mention its name, but if you are ever interested in going up there, we've been there twice in the summer, twice in the winter. It's not expensive, and it's a beautiful place.
Cool.
But we were at supper one evening, and we actually heard a woman ask one of the servers, what time do they turn the northern lights on?
Very nice.
Are you kidding?
I just love to hear that kind of
That's great.
Love to hear that kind of
That's
stuff.
Great. Yeah. So. All right.
I want to say thank you and to the generosity of Tacklebox Tim also for my lures.
Yeah, you did
I've
win.
I've used them, and I've caught a lot of perch. Nothing real big, unfortunately. I think I missed the bigger fish.
I missed the area late, but they certainly did work and worked well.
So. Good. Glad to hear that.
I want to thank you and Tacklebucks Tim. And also, December 16th, your anniversary, sticks in my mind for a couple of reasons. One, it was my dad's birthday.
Right.
And it was also the beginning of the Battle of the Bulge. And Debbie's uncle served there and received a Purple Heart for injuries received during that. So December 16th, I'll never forget it for a number of reasons, including your anniversary.
Wow, wonderful. All right, Rudy, thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Hey, Rudy, please tell her I said hi, okay? And we're looking forward to that in September.
September 11th, yep.
Okay.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Very good. Good to
have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thomas in Westminster, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis. Thank you for the contest. I'm glad to get on that.
Cool.
I know you're coming up on the end of the hour, so
yep.
I had a question. I'll call back with that. But my comment was I really appreciate the gentleman that called in about littering. I'm a retired cop from the city, and I can probably count on both hands the number of traffic tickets I wrote. But it's in the triple digits for littering. I wish more police would enforce that. You know, you've got the traffic citations if you're littering from your car, and you also have criminal citations. And it's a real plight in the city. It's an ugly thing.
Yep. You're right. You're right.
So cops out there, man, enforce the littering laws. It makes the city ugly on top of everything else the city's going through.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you
so
much.
All right, have a great
day. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. So all I can have to say about the littering thing is recoja la batura.
Don't want to know what that is.
Yeah, pick up your trash. So let's talk to Bob in Parkville, our last caller of the day. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Just a shout-out to the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
It's about 7 or 8 years ago, we were down there in Duck. That's a little bit north.
That's where we're staying.
That's where we're staying.
Oh, great. Well, there's a tackle shop. I don't know if it's still open up there. It's called Bob's.
Okay.
And I rented a half-day fishing charter on a center console out of the bay. It was down a ways, and I think it's that called Finesse or something. And I took my three grandkids and my son-in-law, and they had the best time ever because we actually caught the bait we were going to use with spinning rods, small
right.
rigs, and then we fished for pretty sure it was sea trout. And
right.
We caught quite a few of them. In fact, one we were bringing in, and either a giant blue or a shark got it and bit it in half.
Yeah.
My granddaughter had it, and she said, "Pop, look at this!" You know.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
But you might check out a bait shop.
We'll check it out.
And the other thing, real quick, if you got a minute, I know you're at the end. I was shark fishing out of Ocean City. And we had bluefish circling the boat. And the captain, fish finder, captain, I forgot his name already.
Hey, buddy, we
got to
go. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut your story short. Call back next week.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll be talking to you from North Carolina.